My name is Jordan, and this is
Cynthia, and we're presenting the hopes, fears, and dreams that make this today's life. I'm keeping a secret. It's not the healthiest thing to do in a relationship. Oh, this could really bite me in the tail if it doesn't work out. There's nothing like a brisk walk with the dogs.
This is a brisk walk with the dogs. We're not going fast enough, but it certainly is cold enough. That reminds me. I got an email this morning.
Which part reminded you? The cold part? The not fast enough part?
The colder part.
Chilling and cryptic. Are we playing 20 questions, or do you plan to share the details?
Neither. I just wanted to announce that I received an email and let you think about it for a while. Of course, I want to tell you what was in the email.
And yet, here we are, at least 40 paces from your great announcement, and I still know absolutely nothing.
I would never claim that you know absolutely nothing, Cynthia.
Terrific. We've established that you think I'm smarter than the average bear. Tell me what's in the email.
The adhesive company responded to my request.
Oh, that's so exciting. What are you talking about, Jordan? Spit it out or change the subject.
Why are you so cranky?
The first thing you don't say to someone who's upset is calm down. And the first thing you don't say to someone who's cranky is, why are you cranky? It gets you nowhere, Jordan. I'm changing the subject.
Now we're walking fast enough for this to be called a brisk walk. Slow down. I want to tell you about it.
And yet, you are still not telling me about it.
They agreed that I could work remotely. There is nothing holding up your acceptance of the job in Maine.
What? You asked them if you could work remotely? I didn't know you were doing that.
I didn't want to set you up for disappointment, so I kept it to myself. And now, it's yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that part about, keeping it to yourself.
Why would that make you glad?
Oh, I just think it's considerate. Yes, that's it. It was considerate to keep that to yourself until you knew for sure.
Cynthia, what are you not telling me? You know I hate surprises. I need to plan ahead.
That's exactly why. I didn't want you to worry if things were moving too fast to plan.
Who is now avoiding speaking up? Should I change the subject?
It's the same exact subject. You have a job that allows us to move to Maine.
And you have a job offer in Maine that you can now accept.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. I already accepted.
When?
Oh, 2 weeks ago. I was really getting worried about your job hunt.
I hate a job hunt. That's why I asked for the accommodations. And since we worked everything out during COVID, and since Daniel and I made that animal-free adhesive product work out, they said remote was okay.
That's amazing. Everything is working out.
Cynthia, you haven't even told me what your main job is. Since you already accepted, I think you should tell me about it.
Oh, you won't believe it.
Maybe I won't, but tell me anyway. And don't speed up your walking again.
Oh, my dream job.
I already know it's your dream job. What exactly is the job?
Oh, it's at a zoo.
What? You're a rehab therapist for people. What job could you possibly get at a zoo?
Animal enrichment. Ta-da!
I assume it's not done the same way you enrich bread. And you know very little about animal care. Remember the therapy farm? Volunteering was completely new for the both of us.
Well, it's not about their basic care. It's the extras they need.
Extras? These animals need extras. Extra what?
What I will do is I'll enrich their environment. And I'll improve their ability to interact with their environment.
You've said a lot of words without telling me anything. If you really want to keep things to yourself, go right ahead.
I am telling you exactly what the job is. It's from working with people who need rehabilitation and working with people who've been through trauma.
Are you saying you're going to rehabilitate the people who work at the zoo?
That is not what I'm saying. But I can now apply my experience to these captive animals and improve their health.
That sounds pretty weird, but amazing.
Well, I am both weird and amazing. This is my dream job. I can improve the lives of captive animals in fairly unique ways.
Okay, what is the rehab part?
Well, this zoo is a preserve with places for the animals to interact with human visitors. But it takes in injured and abused animals for rehabilitation.
For example?
Oh, you've heard about these tigers and other exotic big cats that have been held in people's homes or on what they call farms.
You'll work with those?
Yes, but not in the way you're worrying about. They have specialist veterinarians. I will be creating adaptive devices and stimulating environments.
So, toys and splints.
Well, basically. Thank you for listening to Today's Life. I'm Laura Hale, writer.
And I'm Joseph McGuire, producer. And together we brought you another episode of Today's Life, a Radio Theater Project presentation.